The Horsham Royal City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wotjobaluk Wagaya, Jabbergol, Jadwa and Jabbarjali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Please be seated. Welcome councillors, staff, members of the public and the media to our council meeting. My name is Councillor Robin Galeen, Mayor of Horsham Rural City Council. I advise the public that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being streamed live on the internet. Are there any apologies? We've got Councillor Power, he's coming and he will be late. So can please record that he is not here just yet. So all those in favour? Thank you, that is carried. Are there any requests for leave of absence? No? Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you, carried. Conflicts of interest. Are there any declarations of conflict of interest? No, thank you. Councillors, under our governance rules, items can only be added to tonight's agenda by unanimous vote. We have received two public questions that aren't on the agenda. Is someone prepared to move that we allow them to be asked?
We'll just
wait for Councillor Power to come and join us.
Sorry
about that. That's right. Please note that Councillor Power has joined us. Councillor Power, I'll say that again. Under our governance rules, items can only be added to tonight's agenda by unanimous vote. We have received two public questions that aren't listed on the agenda. Is someone prepared to move that we allow them to be asked? Councillor Bell?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the public questions be included.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you. Councillor Flynn, all those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. That is carried. Okay, so we will go to those two questions from Mr. Neville McIntyre of Mackenzie Creek. Over the last couple of years, I have listened to but kept out of the debate of how the Hamilton Street footbridge is going to solve all the traffic problems of the 800 new houses that are built or going to be built east of the river. Before the council goes any further, I would like to make the following comment. With the Bailey and Hamilton Street bridges not viable because of traffic congestion already, and with the proposed sporting stadium closing McBride Street, council went cold on the bridge in McBride Street. Council then proposed the idea of a pedestrian bridge at Hamilton Street. But now with council agreeing with McBride Street staying open, the idea of this bridge to Waterlink Esplanade is still on. A widened McBride Street is the only street of handling this traffic. This requires a 20-metre strip of land along the showgrounds, compulsory acquisition of the two houses on the river, and Riverlink residents will not like having another 1,000 to 1,500 vehicle movements each day. But lack of council planning has caused this problem. There is such a huge intersection at McPherson Street for a roundabout, etc., and the bridge built on pylons would minimise the effect on the floodway. Question one. If council does not scrap the Hamilton Street footbridge in favour of the McBride Street vehicle bridge, what is the alternative for these 1,500 vehicle movements from this area each day? We have a response from Mr. Martin, Director of Infrastructure.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Firstly, it's not considered suitable that a vehicle bridge catering to large numbers of vehicle movements and potentially traffic movements would be located at either Hamilton Street or McBride Street, as this would create a major disruption to the residential character of these streets and Waterlink Esplanade on the east side of the river. Instead, Council, through the recently adopted Horsham Urban Transport Plan, has quite clearly articulated its approach to seek an alternative track route, which would aim to take truck traffic out of the centre of Horsham and create a second vehicle bridge that could help to address congestion at the Stall Road-Williams Road intersection. It should also be noted that investigation has been conducted into the potential use of a new pedestrian bridge on the east side of Horsham to also be used for emergency vehicle access. This was found not to address the issue of excessive depth of water on the roads approaching such a bridge. Instead, a potential option that does not involve a new bridge has been identified and is being developed further.
Thank you. Question two, will Council delay any more Hamilton Street pedestrian bridge discussions until all other alternatives, such as the McBride Street thoroughfare, are fully investigated? Oh, we've got a response from Mr Martin, Director of Infrastructure.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Council is in fact determining at this meeting this evening if it should proceed with the planning of the Hamilton Street pedestrian bridge.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to our officer reports. 7.1, Community Vision and Council Plans, Project Update. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the update on the project plan for the development of the 20-year Community Vision, 4-year Council Plan, Asset Plans and Long-Term Financial Plan during 2021, and to endorse the recruitment process for the panel and the Council commitment to the panel. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is someone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
I move to approve the commitment to the community panel for the community vision as follows. The panel will develop a community vision, which will be published unedited on the council website. The community vision will be considered at a council meeting. Council may endorse, build on, or reject the vision. If Council adds to or rejects the vision, the panel and the community will be provided an explanation as to why. Number two, approve the commitment to the community panel for the Council Plan, Asset Plan, and Financial Plan as follows. The panel will provide recommendations to guide the development of the Council Plan, Asset Plan and Financial Plan. These recommendations will be presented to Council and considered for final endorsement. Number three, endorse the process for the panel recruitment as detailed in Section B of this report. And number four, note the revised program for deliberative engagement so that it also covers the requirements for the Asset Plan and Financial Plan, as well as the community vision and council plan, as detailed in Section C of this report.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Bell. Is this motion opposed? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell. Councillor Haynell, would you start the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. One of the most important elements of our guide and reference during our time in council will be the plan that evolves from these community visions and engagements. In line with the Act, this community vision will serve as our map while we navigate our way through council in the next 4 years, and also help in the shaping of the next 10 years in long-term planning. Its very clear principles involve transparency, accountability and openness, commitment, fairness and clarity. Using community consultation process and panels, I see this as one of the most important guides to inform budgets and agendas for the community and by the community in our council plan. And I fully endorse this important and collaborative work between council and community.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to support this motion. I'm extremely pleased to see us going down this track. I am a little bit reserved about how the community panel will feel with the asset plan and financial plan in with it, but I believe as the consultants are professional at this, that they'll manage that. I am really pleased to see that we're using the spectrums of the IAP2 that empower. The community panel will empower, in other words, places final decision-making in the hands of the public, collaborate, partners with the public in each aspect of the decision, including the development of alternatives and the identification of the preferred solution. And with the broader community it's involved, which works directly with the public throughout the process to ensure the public concerns and aspirations are consistently understood and considered. I can see us only going forward with this plan.
Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor.
I fully agree and support Councillor Harney and Councillor Bell's comments about the community vision. Just the other day I received an invitation, but it'll be in everybody's mailbox. If it hasn't arrived, it will shortly arrive, and it talks about the invitation to be a part of the community panel, and also give you background information on about Horsham Rural City Talks and our future and how you can get more information. So, good, thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Community vision, council plan, asset plan, financial plan are all important documents that council is required to develop. These documents will guide the municipality for coming years and they will assist us with planning for our future. There will be opportunities for the community to be involved, and I strongly encourage everyone to participate, and it doesn't matter what age group you're from, what gender you are, what your beliefs are, or your backgrounds. We want to hear from everyone who chooses to put this municipality on.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Speaker. I won't endorse this policy because it gives better transparency, accountability, and openness. It gives commitment to the future, it gives fairness and clarity to the future of the council's planning. I believe this can be the first step in better community relations, and it's a really important step. And I urge everybody to get involved and have your say. After this is over, I don't want to hear anyone whinging down the pub. It's your chance now. So get it out there. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 7.2, Community Sports Infrastructure Stimulus Program Invitation Round. The purpose of this report is to approve an application to the Sport and Recreation Victoria SRV Community Sports Infrastructure Stimulus Program Invitation Round for the development of the Horsham Nature and Water Play Park. Councillors, we have a recommendation there in front of us. Would someone like to move that as a motion?
Please ask a question first.
Certainly.
I just have a question. I'm not sure who should answer this, maybe Mr. Martin. Has the design been checked to ensure that we're working with the concept plans for improvements to the public toilets, etc., around the rowing club, and also the concept plan for the future works of the rowing club in line with the city to river plan? I just hate to see us have to do extra work.
This is not the most appropriate person. Mr. O'Brien.
Madam Mayor, so part of stage one riverfront activation includes works beyond the water play feature project, which has been proposed in the agenda, such as the rowing club and so forth. The design considerations for the water play feature or nature of water play feature have considered other components of stage one to ensure that it works in with future proposed works as part of that development.
Thank you. Is someone prepared to move that motion, please? Councillor Power.
Madam Mayor, the recommendation that Council approve the application to the Sport and Recreation Victoria Community Sports Infrastructure Stimulus Program Invitation Round for the development of the Horsham Nature and Water Play Park. Number two is approved a contribution of $350,000 towards the project from the federal government, local roads and community infrastructure program, round two grant.
Thank you. Can I have someone to second that, please? Councillor Flynn, thank you.
Madam Mayor, could I please move the amendment, please?
Yes, what would you like to move?
I'd like to move that we add a sentence to the number two, so that number two reads, approved contribution of $350,000 towards a project from the federal government, local roads and in the community infrastructure program, round two grant. And if the application to the state government is unsuccessful, a report will be presented to council seeking a decision on the allocation of the $350,000 to other projects.
Can I have a second to that, Councillor Barrett? We've got to get the wording correct.
Can we just
if you could please, yes.
So after grant, it's got comma, and if the application to the state government is unsuccessful, a report will be presented to council seeking a decision on the allocation of $350,000 to other projects.
Councillor Bell, seconded Councillor Barrett. Is anyone opposed to this amendment? Anyone like to speak to this amendment? We'll vote on this. Do you want to speak, or are you happy to just vote?
Only speaking on the amendment, not on the entire motion. No, I don't need to speak to the amendment.
Okay, right. Well, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Okay, that's carried. So that becomes our substantive motion now. Okay, so does anyone like to speak? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell.
The allocation of these
funds. Hang on. Don't we go back to Councillor Power as the original mover of the motion?
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor. I was feeling a bit left out. Late for the meeting and now... Yeah, but anyway, we're okay.
We got there.
Yeah, Mayor, just one thing. Yes, why did I put my hand up for this? The magic word here is invitation. An invitation from the state government to actually apply for funding. I think that's rather brilliant, actually, but the fact that, yes... We've got a start already on other people, other councils that haven't had the invitation but have applied for it, which is really good. This is something we really need. We need to have funds coming in from state and federal government. Why? To pursue our aims for the community. This is a great report. So I encourage everybody out there that hasn't had a look at this report to actually delve into it and read it, and actually see what we're trying to achieve. Hopefully we get the funding to do so. A big hope, but it's just one of the many hopes we do have for our community. This will save us as a community actually paying for things that we want Horsham to achieve, the Horsham community to achieve. Grants like this, it can only be good for us, and we should apply to each and every one of them where possible so as we can achieve what we couldn't achieve without their help. Thank you.
Councillor Finn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As Councillor Power said, we've been invited to participate in this process, and I think it's always really good and special to be invited to do things because not everyone always has that opportunity. But to me, this place, the Water Play Park, would be a great place for the children of our region to just be kids. And we all know we've all been in lockdown basically for the last 12 months. It's going to encourage outside activities, fresh air, a little bit of vitamin D, and of course, being sun smart. The children will be able to be inquisitive as to what they can find, and it will also encourage them to do more and see what they can achieve. And I think this is really great because this is about the little people who are going to be the future of our community.
Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Having been on the CRG for Stage 1, it was quite obvious that the community supported the introduction of the water play park on our riverfront. I know that there's people out in the community who actually won't agree, but we'll never get everybody to agree, and we need to be looking for all ages. It's important that we have that we acknowledge the Australian government and the state government when we get funding, and this funding is extremely important. I felt it important that in case we do happen to have the misfortune of missing out on this grant again, that we actually needed to make sure that we can expend that $350,000 on other projects, because we can't afford to see any grant funding go missing.
Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, we might. Oh, Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Micheline. Well, I had some concerns about the project, but what sold me this project is the investment of $350,000 for $2.6 million in total, which means it's about 7-1. It's not a 1-1 grant, it's a 7-1. So for a very small investment, we get major funds back in if we're successful, which I think will add benefit to our city centre. Thank you.
Does anyone else like to speak? Okay, we'll put that one to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 7.3, Building Safer Communities Program Funding Opportunity. The purpose of this report is to approve an application to the Building Safer Communities Funding Program for the Apex Adventure Island Safety Project. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is someone prepared to move a motion? Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The recommendation in our report is that Council approve an application to the Better Safer Communities Funding Program for the Apex Adventure Island Safety Project and Part 2, consider an allocation of $20,000 in the 2021-2022 Council budget to provide a funding contribution to the project.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Okay, Councillor Powell.
I will, if you don't mind. Thanks, Madam Mayor. No, that was rather quick. Just again, look, this is fantastic. Better Safer Communities Program funding opportunity. The magic words, funding opportunity again for us here. And it also says in the summary there that the Apex Adventure Island Safety Project is well-developed, shovel-ready project that will improve the safety of all users on the eastern end of the island. Fantastic. Myself, I use the facilities down there on a regular basis, whether it be on the river canoeing or kayaking or whether I'm on a pushbike, riding over the bridge and riding around that island. I've always been an advocate there for a bridge to the toilets. For people on the island, not to where they enter and exit now, but to have a closer point to the toilet block there. I think this is a fantastic idea, I really do, and I think if we're lucky enough, if the funding opportunity is there, again, we should go for it and go for it with both hands and both eyes on the wheel. Let's try and get it. Thank you.
Councillor Flynn.
Everyone within our community has the right to feel safe, and the one thing I picked up in this is that by, if we're lucky enough to get this funding, this project's going to create an alternative exit from Adventure Island, so there'll be another way out if someone was unfortunate enough to not feel safe. And I think over the time of lockdown and what we've all experienced in the last 12 months, I myself have used the river more and I've seen people use it more and more. So once again, this will be something that will encourage people to walk more, ride more, and get outside.
Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Haynell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm all for a safer community. And in this project, I can see that the additional small cost to council of, I believe it's about $20,000, would be an investment in the safety of community and in this well-used area of the river precinct. This encouragement of more pedestrian and cycling traffic also provides important health and safety outcomes, leading to a happier, healthier community. Safety, health and wellbeing underpin this initiative, and for that reason I support the Apex Adventure Island Safety Project.
Terrific, thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Burke.
I fully support what each councillor has said. I feel that it's great to, if we're successful with it, to have that extra accessibility and different things there for a community to use the river, because it's with the past 12 months, it's been, everyone's probably been exercising more, getting out, using the river more. It allows people to use the river more and to look after their health and wellbeing and their mental health. And thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? No? Righto, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Okay, item 7.4, Hamilton Street, Horsham Pedestrian Bridge. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the background and the outcomes of recent community engagement on the proposed Hamilton Street Pedestrian Bridge project. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Could I have someone prepared to move that as a motion, please?
Question, please, Madam Mayor.
Certainly.
I'm just wondering what's the point of having the second part of that question in the in that recommendation when we already have a motion or a recommendation and another report at 7.6. So I'm just wondering if someone through you could explain to me why not second point in that section.
Certainly, Mr. Ballard.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a reference for council's information, so yeah, nothing more than that.
So, if I can follow up, so if the 7.6 is defeated, the 7.4 becomes null and void.
No, but 7.6 through you, Madam Mayor. So that actually covers other matters as well. So that item would still be relevant. It's up to councillors. I mean, it doesn't, because that's a standalone report, so I don't see there's any issue. So if councillors and if you want to delete the second part, I don't see any issues with that.
Councillor Ross.
Move that way, please.
Yeah, so we could just move, you know, the
we can first, set up and move the just move the motion.
The first motion, the first part. Yeah.
Just stand up.
I don't wish to.
Oh, you don't want to move?
No.
Oh, okay. Righto. Would someone like to move the make this a motion?
What are we talking about?
7.4. We've got a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion?
So is it the recommendation that we're talking about now, one and two, or just one?
Well, no one's made an amendment, so it's one and two. Yeah. Unless I'm asking who is someone prepared to move a recommendation, Councillor Powell.
The recommendation is, Madam Mayor, that Council endorse the continuation of planning for a pedestrian bridge at the Hamilton Street Horsham. And two, receive a separate report relating to the proposed funding for the project, which is agenda item tonight, number 7.6.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion?
I move this amendment, please.
Certainly.
Can I move that we delete two from the motion?
You could move the whole thing and just left that one out.
No, there's a good reason. I didn't move it because I'm opposed to it, and it's been appropriate to move something if you're opposed to it. There's a logical reason.
Right on. Okay, so we've got an amendment to remove the second dot point. I have a seconder for that. Councillor Bell. All right. Is anyone opposed to the amendment? Okay, we'll put the amendment to the vote. All those in favour of deleting the second dot point? Okay, right, that's passed. So, all right, so we're now going back to the substantive motion, which is just dot point one. Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Fellow councillors, pedestrian bridge, one of my pets, I would believe, over the past 4 years in council and into this one. We need to be able to continue the good work that's been done so far. The report that's in here is a fantastic report, and again, and I do it on a regular basis. I commend the council employees that do all the hard work just to do a report for us to know what's going on. I'm not a qualified bridge builder. I'm not a qualified engineer. I'm just a guy that stands up in front of everybody after reading reports and the good reports they are, and to either say yes or no to the fact that it's there. I thoroughly endorse this. I really do. It's something we need, but I mean, I'll speak more about that in the agenda item 7.6. But this is a need. This is a need for Horsham. And it's good to see that slowly but surely we're pushing ahead. And hopefully, eventually, it will be there for us to use. Oh, just one other thing. In relation to these two, I look at the plans and so forth, but I also foresee into the future, once the funding and that is obtained and the bridge goes ahead, how much employment it will do for Horsham itself, how much capital that will be generated throughout Horsham Rural City Council. Thank you.
Councillor Flynn. Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is an important piece of infrastructure because, you know what, it's about people. It's about accessibility. It's about encouraging our community to be active and get outside. It's also about connecting people, and I think that is really, really important. I note that it's not a second vehicle crossing that some people in the community would like, but I do want to impress that this will be important and I know it will be used well into the future.
Would anyone else like to speak against this motion? Councillor Bell.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I've got a couple of issues with this. As I've said previously in this chamber, I'm not against a pedestrian bridge at Hamilton Street. However, I am against it being prioritised to the extent it is tonight. I'm also concerned with even number one, that it says endorse the continuation of planning, but there's no limits. We don't know where that funding is coming from. We don't know whether the $100,000 in the budget this year, in the 2021 budget, actually will include the further planning. I'm really concerned, seeing we know we've got a tight budget, that we endorse something that doesn't have limits. The community engagement, it says it's occurred with the broader community recently. There's no data in any of this report to show us what's come back from that broader community engagement. All I've seen is a social media post which didn't tell people how they could inform the project at all. There's been no data release. The same from the media through the newspapers. It was just a project sheet and it didn't say that people could comment. And the needs analysis concerned me. I've always known through my work in business that a needs analysis normally shows data to support a claim that a project is needed and will be used. The states about the comment about the 800 house lots, I'm not sure if that includes any new subdivisions that haven't been yet approved. So once again, it's the lack of data that really convinces me at this stage. I encourage my fellow councillors, as I haven't voted yet, to stand up and convince me otherwise.
That's what I know. I just want to bring up a question. From you, Madam Mayor. So, in terms of the planning, so the extent of the planning would be limited to the available budget. So there is an allocation in the budget right now. So we'll make sure that whatever planning work happens is within which council allocate.
Councillor Hayden. Thanks, Madam Mayor. Well, just to follow on with everyone, I have to say this is probably one of the most conflicting things for me, and a decision I was even thinking about in the car racing here this evening. Probably what concerns me the most is that the shortfall that we just discussed and changed, the shortfall of the bridge that the ratepayer may have to contribute to in the additional funding that we just spoke about. So that was a concern, but that may have now been addressed. But also, if we don't need to pay for an additional vehicle bridge because a heavy-duty vehicle truck detour, as funded by state federal government, would alleviate the congestion and overuse of our city's main bridge, then for the safety and well-being of our community and the children attending the four schools across the river, then this will be a great investment in our community. Probably what I would have preferred to see is this pedestrian bridge fully funded for in preference to the Horsham Nature Waterflow Park, which I believe was covered, but this was half covered, so I probably would have liked to have seen that the other way around. But that said, I think that this amendment may actually have covered what my concerns were. I think if it's covered for by the rate, it's not too incumbent on the rate payer, given we're in a capped rate payers environment, then I would see this as a positive. So
thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm not opposed to the bridge per se, but I have concerns about the government's oversight of this project. For example, this motion does not include a business case. It says it's economic benefit, ongoing economic benefit, that's never been quantified. And I expect to see that sort of data presented to council. It says there's been overwhelming positive feedback. I've had the opposite. And the overwhelming positive feedback, in fact, is 27 people out of 20,000. And yet all the publications continually say it's overwhelming positive support. Yet I get to see that real hard data. Probably sadly, if the bridge goes ahead, there will be very little capital spent in Horsham itself. It will be sourced outside to a large regional centre where someone has the skills and capability to build the bridge. I work very little pre-trained approaches to gravel, and the approaches to it will be money spent with local tradespeople who will go to a large regional centre if not build it, or further afield city. In the council plan of 2024, it wasn't a high priority, it was only medium to low, and therefore, why is this project all of a sudden been railroaded to prominence? And I feel it's been pushed through. I believe there are higher priorities in the municipality than this. I don't think that question has been asked. What are the priorities that are best for this municipality? That's the question that should be asked when we prioritise projects, rather than one in isolation from the rest. And this council needs to do that homework. The new council needs to do that homework and prioritise what this council wants to do. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Okay. I've probably had two people tell me they don't like this project, but I've probably had a dozen or more tell me they do. They live in that part of the world. They've got children at school. Their children do not feel safe walking along Williams Road and or riding their bikes to get to school. The parents have to drive them. We've got a congestion problem on Williams Road that we're constantly, you know, dealing with. This will reduce the distance that they have to walk or ride. It takes away the need for some of the parents to drive, and where their parents choose to walk or ride with them, or their, you know, the children are given independence to do. And I just, you know, I've had young people tell me who work here in the CBD as well. They want options to get to work. They don't want to do. We had, you know, questionable data provided against Anzac Bridge before it was built. But the number of people who use it now far exceeds whatever was thought to be using it. And I can see this being exactly the same. It extends our walking loop from 5Ks to 8Ks. We are a much more active society, a community. Following COVID, you know, people are allowed out for the 2 hours exercise and they've been using it. And, you know, I can't go down there without seeing people walking and riding along the path. So, you know, this extended loop is going to be part of that. So I just think it gives people choice and it's complement to the Anzac Bridge on the other side. So I think it's worth the money that we are going to put towards it is grant money that we've got from the state government, and the other part we'll hopefully get from the state, from the federal government. The other part we'll hopefully get from the state government. So, you know, not a lot of taxpayer money, hopefully, will be allocated, and that's something that we'll be discussing in a little while. But I certainly think this is a project that should be endorsed. Every politician from state and federal that I've spoken to about this just thinks it's fantastic from that safety perspective, from that healthy living perspective, active living perspective, and it just gives our residents choices in that growing part of the municipality. Righto, we'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion? All those against? Thank you, that is carried.
Can I call permission, please?
Certainly, Councillor Ross. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hand. Councillor Haynell, Councillor Bowe, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Power, Councillor Bleen. Those against? Councillor Bell, Councillor Ross. That is carried. Thank you. 7.5, Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Grants Project Round 1. The purpose of this report is to endorse an additional list of priority projects for utilisation of remaining funds allocated to Council by the Australian Government under its Local Roads and Community Infrastructure, LRCI, Round 1 program. Councillors, we have a recommendation there in front of us. Can I have someone prepared to move that as a motion, please? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
I move that Council endorse the projects listed in this report totaling $530,396 for utilisation of funds allocated to Council by the Australian Government under its Local Roads and Community Infrastructure, LRCI, Program Round 1, noting that this will leave $120,000 of funding still to be allocated.
Thank you. Can I ask someone to second this motion, please? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Councillor Haynell. All right, Councillor Bell, you may start.
I believe that the projects that are listed there, there are some things there that people will ask questions about. I've actually got one. I was surprised to see the Botanical Gardens Pathways in there after the recent announcement in the media to say that we had a sustainability grant for $78,000. But then I read further on in here and it says that $49,000 of that has been allocated for sugar gum tree removal and plantation. So I'm a little bit confused about that, but I can take that up at some other stage. I was also concerned to find that the Park Drive upgrade had actually fallen short by $80,000. I found that to be a shortfall of $80,000 on a $100,000 estimated project was also indicating that something had gone haywire in the planning. I do note that there's $120,000 still to be worked there and we must spend that by the 30th of June this year. Getting funding is the only way we can move a lot of these projects forward. I believe there's a lot of really good projects as part of this and we're endorsing what's already been, some of these have been already commenced or work tenders and things have been. So I fully endorse that we actually move on with these.
Just clarify to you, Madam Mayor. So the $50,000 is the additional allocation for the paths in Botanic Gardens, because yes, we have received a grant, but it's not enough to cover all the paths. So we believe it's best to actually finish it all the paths in the Botanic Gardens. The other $78,000 grant you're referring to is actually for the other paths along the river. So they'll be picked up. So that's an additional money you receive under the sustainability fund for the river activation project.
Just a question through you, Madam Mayor. The $78,000 I was talking about was what was released
in the media release?
On the 4th of February, not this weekend.
Yes, yeah, so that's in the media release. That's the one.
No, the one this weekend was $261,000 for the pathways along the river. The one on the 4th of February that was released was $78,000 for the Botanical Gardens pathways.
Madam Mayor, we received some early funding for use of sustainable products, recycled products in some parts along the river. I believe that was the first grant that Councillor Bell was referring to.
Maybe I can clarify that. So I think what it is, you're right, Councillor Bell. So $78,000 is what we received, but the overall cost of the, obviously, you know, with the any grants that you have to nominate, you know, matching funding. So the matching funding is coming from existing allocation Council has made to the stage one activation. So the path component, and I can clarify that. The path component, I understand, is that figure, the $261,000, out of which $78,000 is coming from the state government. We can clarify that for the councillors.
Okay. Councillor Finn. Thank
you. We as a council and community rely on government funding and grants to undertake and implement many projects and programs. This funding is going to support our Visitor Information Centre, our Botanical Gardens, and activate the youth space called The Station, just to name a few. So there's going to be many and varied people within our community that will benefit from what this grant is going to enable the council and the wider community to achieve.
Councillor Hayden.
Yeah, so a bit like Councillor Bell, I've got a little bit of a concern about what we were sort of briefed on and what's now in tonight's paperwork or report. In regards to the Horsham Town Hall, there was another additional $100,000 that we were briefed on that isn't in tonight's report.
Mr. Martin's got something, can clarify that, Councillor
Hanger. Madam Mayor, we've had a few discussions recently, including about next year's capital works budget. I just suspect whether Councillor Hanger might be thinking about some of those things in next year's budget we've been talking about. So
No, that was the dance floor we talked about.
That's right, yes.
But this is actually, in our briefing, we talked about the Horsham Town Hall auditorium lighting for $50,000, the Horsham Town Hall motorised acoustic banners for $150,000.
So that's part of this project, these two allocations.
So so tonight I'm seeing that there's only $100,000 for the fly towers. Now, again, this is road infrastructure money.
Councillor, Mr. Martin, would you like to clarify the road infrastructure money?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, there have been some earlier projects, which now I'm following where Council Howell is coming from, that there were in the first part of what the previous council considered some months ago, listed projects. So that's what Council Howell is referring to. They're referenced in the appendix 7.5A. So they were some of the previously approved work, some of that. So there were some that have already been considered approved by the previous council, and there's a new lot here, which we're focusing on tonight, which is these extra lists, which includes further town hall items.
Okay, so it's not really, that's not sort of very clear to me, but anyway, look, at bottom line is it concerns me that local roads are being sacrificed by Horsham Town Hall infrastructure that should have been completed at the time of its build 5 years ago, and I just don't believe that these fly lines for $100,000 are a priority over the safety of our local roads.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
I'd like to support Councillor Hanel and give her comments. There's concern when the town hall, there's a dance floor, there's the movable sound banners, and now this, we haven't seen a single report which says what the issues are in the town hall in one clear page together. They're split up and put across different funding and different agendas. I believe we should have clear clarity on what the town hall needs, and we give them a clear this budget of what the shortfall is for what's needed there. And it concerns me with the governments when these projects are split up and put through little parcels throughout all different funding areas. I think it's a better way to go about it. And I also believe that I think I'm beginning to understand why our roads are such poor condition now. I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak? Okay, we'll put that to the vote. All those ask a question through you, Mr. Bala. So if there was a concern with this tonight, where would that leave us, please? Because I know we're on a tight schedule, like with this money from this fund, and the projects are required to be spent by the 30th of June 21. So that's only like a few weeks away. And they have to be fully completed by the 31st of December. So if that could be clarified, please, before we vote.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Yes, that's certainly so. This the first tranche of the federal allocation needs to be spent by 30th of June, or else we lose it. So the projects which have been identified, they're all priority projects, and we can talk obviously in more detail as one of the briefings, and they are deliverable by that date. So that's why they've been proposed to.
Okay, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour of this motion? Those against? Carried. Thank you. Okay, 7.6 local roads and community infrastructure grants projects, round two. The purpose of this report is to endorse priority projects for utilisation of Australian government funding under its local roads and community infrastructure LRCI round two program. Councillors, we have recommendations there in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion?
So sorry, through you, Madam Mayor, can I just confirm that we actually added just some other additional words in under financial implications
into the report, yes.
Into the report, which I separated to the councillors this afternoon, but just to clarify the intent of the allocation. So
the first one matches Councillor Bell's amendment in the previous the previous one, and the second one is about the Regional Development Victoria grant that we'll be applying for. As soon as that opens in a couple of weeks, that hopefully will provide the other half of the funding for the Hamilton Street pedestrian bridge. So if that's the case, there will be no
ratepayer money fund that bridge. It will come out of the federal and state government.
And also, Madam Mayor, if I can confirm that we're obviously hopeful that we will be able to get some funding, you know, from the state government to match the 1.125 which council is committing. But if that doesn't happen, then obviously there'll be another report, you know, then just recommending some options for council to work through.
So the project wouldn't go ahead unless we've got...
That's right. So because there's no other allocation in the budget, so we'll have to, we'll need a decision of council before the project can proceed, because we will have a shortfall in the event that the state government's money is not forthcoming.
Question, please, and Madam Mayor. So point three says that we will commit to providing additional funding. So if that being the case, what Mr. Barlow's just said, I'm just wondering whether that wording is going to be correct or whether it should say that council to review if the RDB. I'm not sure where that leaves us with regards to the funding.
Yeah, I agree. Is that more appropriate rather than commit to? Because I think that's really... Because we can't commit to it because we've got to review it.
Well, we haven't looked at the budget or anything.
Correct. So is that... I know as part of the applications we have to say we're prepared to go ahead with this project. What's the best way of wording it?
Yeah, exactly as I said earlier. So definitely there'd be a hold point for council to review the allocation. So I think I would say, for the purposes of the application, you know, we need to say that, yes, the balance of funding would be coming. But again, there's a difference between councillors applying for funding, receiving it, and then executing the funding agreement. So there are other hold points in the process. So there's an opportunity for council to review it. So I would say, councillors, if you want to substitute that word commit, you know, to review provision of additional funding.
Are you prepared to make that motion?
So we just say review provisions, provision of additional funding?
Council to review the provision
of additional funding.
Yeah, so if it said council to review provision of the additional funding.
If we don't get the state government grant.
Right.
Is someone prepared to move that motion? Councillor Power.
Righto. Madam Mayor, the recommendation in the reports are that Council approve the following projects for utilisation of funds allocated by the Australian Government under its Local Roads and Community Infrastructure LRCI program round. A, the Hamilton Street Pedestrian Bridge, co-contribution to the construction of $1,125,924. And B, Horsham Nature and Water Play Park, co-contribution to the construction, $350,000. The second point being endorse a future application to the Regional Development Victoria, RDV, to fund the balance of the pedestrian bridge project estimated at $2,100,000, noting that the funding outcome and the amount will not be known until at least June 2021. Part three, commit to the...
No, change it to review.
Review provision of the additional funding required if the RDV funding application is unsuccessful, or the amount allocated by the RDV is less than the amount requested, noting that the final cost of the pedestrian bridge may change with the quality surveyor report due in March 2021 and tender process. Thank you.
Can I have a seconder, please? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed to this motion? Councillor Powell.
Well, grand projects again. We're off and running. funding guidelines are presented in the report as well. The purpose, it says there, to endorse priority projects for utilisation of the Australian government funding under its local roads and community infrastructure round two program. So yes, we've got money already and we need a little bit more. And without applying for these grants, what projects will we have going at the moment? Very little, if any. The pedestrian bridge we spoke about before is one of the, it is a major project, there's no doubt about that. We've spoken about, I should say, Councillor Harnell has been pushing the fact of getting road transport, mainly trucks, out of the rural, out of our city, out of McPherson Street. We've also spoken about all the traffic at the Williams Road traffic lights on a regular basis around 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning and 5 and 5:30pm at night. Also, around the hours of 3:30 and 4:30, with all the cars from the people on the east side of the river travelling into or travelling out of Horsham. I believe that the funding for this bridge, and if it's granted, the bridge will be a great community asset. The fact that it will reduce our road traffic, will reduce road traffic safety, well, will increase road safety traffic. with the reduction of cars, with the reduction of parents travelling across that bridge on those awkward times of the day, just for the transport of children to school. The bridge itself, for the health and welfare of all our, or when I say all our community members in Horsham, the fact that anyone at any time, if the bridge was there, could go to the bridge and use the bridge on a regular basis. The fact that the bridge being there for the schools, I've heard 2, 3 and 4 schools being used. I know of the Lutheran School, it's both the primary and secondary college. We've also got St. Bridget's School there, which is a secondary college.
298, Washington,
not Washington, 298
School.
Yeah, that was my next thing.
Sorry.
That's okay, jump in whenever you feel like it.
Beg your pardon.
That's fine. We also have St. Michael's Primary School just up the road, but again, there's a pedestrian crossing already there. So instead of parents and students and kids in general travelling along our bridge, which is the Western Highway, which is a major thoroughfare, instead of people and students and kids and everybody, instead of those people having to go across the Wimmera Bridge, that if we had this bridge, it would be a great advantage. And safety-wise, a great safety asset to the community of Horsham. Now, the Horsham Nature and Water Park too, we've spoken about that as well. It will be a great investment for the future of Horsham. There's no doubt about that. We as a council need to be seen. And that's what the community vision is all about. We've all spoken about the community vision for us should be to endorse these projects because we're looking into the future of 5, 10, 15 and 20 years in advance. We're looking to attract people to come to Horsham, to live in Horsham and to use these facilities. Without these facilities, we seem to be standing still and going nowhere. Thank you.
Councillor
Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. 2020 was not the year any of us expected, and we don't know what the future is going to hold. And when it comes to state and federal funding, who knows if they're going to have any money to provide councils, schools, anyone with dollars to improve their infrastructure or improve their way of life. And I think these projects are going to create employment, and that's always a good thing. Because if we create employment, in turn, we boost our economy. And I think we've all done it tough in the last 12 months. And these projects are actually going to create places within our community to bring people together. And it's also going to give us all something to look forward to.
Thank you. Anyone against? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm in a mixed place here with this motion. I'm in support of B, which is for the water play. I'm in support of the Hamilton Street Bridge in the future. However, I'm concerned about the risks here to us as a councillor, and I reread the ethical decisions today made by a councillor, and I decided that perhaps I needed to take that into consideration for tonight. So in this, in the background information, it says that Council Plan 2024, set 3.1.01, develop improved pedestrian access bridges across the Wimmera River in Horsham in partnership with land developers. I can't see any land developer money in here. It also says figure one has highlighted the Waterlink estate planning permit conditions for that subdivision included pedestrian bridges across both Burnt Creek and Wimmera River are to be designed by the developer and approved by Horsham Rural City Council prior to any construction. Horsham Rural City Council does not commit to any funding allocation for such bridges. It's pretty clear. So I'm concerned. It says that it's not considered that because Waterlink is near fully developed, that this is likely to, the interest is likely to be declining. So have we actually followed up to see if there's an interest from developers to actually follow along with what the planning permit said? So the second part is that I'm concerned about the expenditure of these funds. So quite clearly, these funds and this project needs to be finished by the 30th of June 22. If we have a wet winter and we can't get those pylons and whatnot in for the bridge, then the work schedule may be at risk to be completed in time. And we then run the risk of that funding needing to be handed back if it's not completed by the 30th of June 22. So I believe this is a high risk to council, because then it actually puts us in a spot if the first part is funded from here, and then we don't get the RDV funding for some or all or whatever of the second half, we are then committed to be able to do that. Otherwise, we're going to lose the first part too, because we won't have time to complete another works program, the way I read the criteria, to actually get other projects in time. So for me, I think I'm really concerned about the risk to us as a council, that we're committing to something that's not quite in the spot ready to be able to be committed to and completed by that time. I think it's a high risk and it's really concerning me.
Would anyone else like to speak to this motion? You can speak against it, Councillor.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I have concerns, as Councillor Bell does, and some of the governance. Why wasn't there any funding coming through from the developer, as was per planning permit? There's a question for you to ask. I have a flyer here put out by the council saying we already contributed 350,000 funds in February before the project was approved. Officially, this council, that concerns me. And the children, there's a shame that AMB put together this motion, because I'm quite supportive of the Major Water Play Park. And it's a shame that one's separated. But anyway, it is what it is. Where I do have serious concerns with the government and the processes over Summer Street Bridge. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. And Nick, can I ask a question of Mr. Barlow with regards to the works program before we vote, please, because it could influence how we vote. So when would the works program, so say we didn't receive any funding from RV, just say worst case scenario, and so then we were going to be liable for finding funding for the other half of the project, 1 million plus it'll be, because we haven't got final costings. So if that was to happen, and we don't, it says in here that we don't get the answer from RDB until end of June or later, how would we stand to be able to produce, to submit works programs for alternative projects if we couldn't see our way to be able to fund that second half, the other amount? How would we go to being able to find, put projects together for that works program to be able to still use that funding, please?
I'm sure we can, with you.
Mr. Martin?
Some time ago, Madam Mayor, we produced a range of list of projects that are available that can be proceeded with quite quickly. We have a long list of cycle path and walking path projects. This program doesn't allow us to do works that are otherwise in our budget, but we present council a renewal program for many years of activities that we need to do, so we could address some of those from a range of areas, roads, buildings, and the like. There's plenty of projects out there that we could bring together to address that fairly quickly. So we certainly have a backlog of projects that we could bring up and bring to council's attention should the case arise.
Thank you. Okay, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour of this motion? Those against? Okay, that is lost. So what is the implication of this funding now? We find alternate projects?
Madam Mayor, is there an opportunity to put forward a procedural motion to actually still incorporate the other part of that? Because it was indicated.
Well, we could put forward another motion. Can't we just put that?
Is anyone going to call for a division tonight?
Maybe we should suspend standing orders.
Just suspend standing. Perhaps I would move that we suspend standing orders, please. Councillor Bell, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Haynell, all those in favour? Thank you. Thank you. That is carried. Right, 7.7, Building Better Regions Fund, Round 5. The purpose of this report is to approve two applications to Australian Government Building Better Regions Fund, Round 5, BBRF 5, as follows. Infrastructure project stream for the construction of accessible family change rooms at the Horsham Aquatic Centre. And number two, tourism-related infrastructure stream, Destination Horsham, Stay, Play, the Wimmera River Way. This project will revitalise the Horsham Riverside Caravan Park to ensure it meets the expectations of our tourists to the region through infrastructure upgrades. We have a recommendation in front of us, councillors. Can I have someone prepared to move? Councillor Haynell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I recommend that council approve an application to the Building Better Regions Fund, Round 5, Infrastructure Stream, for the Horsham Aquatic Centre Accessible Family Change Rooms project for an amount of $941,925. And number two, consider a matching council cash contribution of $471,000 for the Horsham Aquatic Centre Accessible Family Change Rooms project as part of its 2021 and 2022 budget, noting that the total project cost estimate and amount to be contributed by council may change based on the quantity surveyor estimate. Number three, approve an application to the BBRF 5 tourism-related infrastructure stream for the Horsham Riverside Caravan Park project for an amount of $380,000. And number four, note that matching contribution of $190,000 will be made up of the existing council contribution of $100,000 to Stage 1 City to River Riverfront activation, civic gathering space, and a contribution to the project of $90,000 by Southern Cross Parks, the lessee.
Can I have someone second that motion, please? Councillor Power. Anyone opposed to this motion?
Madam Mayor, can I make an amendment, please?
Yes.
An alternate, that we actually divide this motion so that we just have the first motion being points one and two in the first motion.
We can do that.
So what you can do, Madam Mayor, is that you can still debate them as a collective, but then when you put to vote, you can actually separate the two.
Okay.
So is anyone opposed to this motion? Okay. Anyone like to speak to this motion? Yes, all right. Councillor Haynell, you may start, please.
As Council's going forward and trying to better our town and improve and build on what we have and grow for the future, I see these initiatives as supporting that, and also particularly the aquatic centre, what's proposed there. I see that for the general health and wellbeing, again, of community, which I feel strongly about, particularly it's like perhaps for the aged in our community, as it's a way for them to sit and socialise and find, you know, some quality time chatting together, as well as getting health and well-being benefits from that. Also, the changes of the caravan park, I find that in line with our tourism needs as we go forward. That's all really good, positive, sort of building on what we already have. So,
Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I think the heading sums it up, Better Buildings Regions Fund Round 5. Again, look, I'm very supportive of any means that we can through funding from federal and state governments to increase the dollar we can spend around Horsham. I really do. These funding applications are a must. Like the previous ones that never got through, these ones we need just as much as the previous ones. Any money coming into Horsham via the state or federal governments is just a bonus for the Horsham Rural City Council and for the community as a whole. We can just keep on building, creating employment and creating a better future for Horsham.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm 50-50 for this project, 54-50 against. I am concerned of the second part of the motion in relation to the caravan park and tourism-related infrastructure. I think this would more accurately title clearing of site for a river restaurant than what is said here. That's what the purpose is. What concerns me, we have not seen a full budget of what the cost is to clear that site, including the tanks, and to commit to half it without seeing the rest, I think is poor governance. That's what is very important. For example, we've been told that the residence for the caravan park is not scratched and replacing. Yet we've not seen any building surveyor's report or condition report of that building. And as a councillor, I can't agree to spend this sort of money until I see the full cost of the project in relation to clearing the site for the restaurant. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
I'm also I'm in favour of 1 and 2. I support that, although I do note that people that are members of the Aquatic Centre Advisory Committee have expressed to me that the hydrotherapy pool is their number one, and the community's been waiting for that for a long time. So it's something we need to note for our future priorities. I do have concerns with the second part, the third point three, and not point three so much as point four, actually. I'm a little bit confused about the figures there. So we were told, or I understood from the briefing, and it says elsewhere in this report, 200,000 from whatever funding we had and 200,000 matching from Southern Cross was what I understood from the briefing and also wording in the report. And yet this says that the matching contribution of 190 will be made up of an existing council contribution of 100,000 to stage one city to river activation. Now, I assume that's coming from the 2021 budget, and if it is, the 100,000 in the budget for 2021 was for implementation schematic design works, which I know have already been happening. So I would need clarification on where that 100,000 is coming from, whether it's 2021 budget or 21-22. But it also says there that 90,000 is what Southern Cross is actually putting in. So I'm pretty confused with the figures there. It also says on the next page where the figures are listed that for the housing part, because it talks about housing in the report, so the housing part is 278,800 for the new residents and 44,850 to demolish and disconnect power, etc., for the old. So that's a total of 323,650 apart from all the fencing and whatnot that's also in the report. So I'm confused by the figures. Figures are usually my strong point, but this one's got me challenged. And I really believe that we need to be really careful how we're doing things. I endorse Councillor Ross's comment about the not having a report saying that it needs to be replaced. I believe recently all our assets were assessed or a report was done on them and audited. So maybe it was in that, I don't know. But I just think we need to be really careful how we're going with some of these projects, that we're actually looking at whole projects. Thank you.
Do you have a comment about some of Councillor Bell's questions?
Yes, or yes, I'll get Mr. O'Brien to answer the question around the funding and how the money's made up of. But just in terms of the condition, so the project has been identified through the condition audit. I don't know how many buildings we've got, you know, Mr. Martin?
A couple hundred
buildings, you know, so there's a full condition order of each building, you know, I mean, I guess it's sometimes, you know, it's just practically it's difficult, you know, to bring a condition report to council, you know, and we can do it. Councillors, it's just that, you know, that's what you would like us to do, because we have got details on everything, you know, every road, you know, we've got a condition data on every road, so 3,000 kilometres in a road, 200 buildings. We've got condition data, so we can bring a report on these things. But it's just about, you know, what level of detail, you know, we want to go into. So, you know, hence councillors for future.
Mr. O'Brien, would you like to comment on that $100,000, please? Just clarify where it's coming from.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The discussion that the program talked about, the basic costs for the two new buildings, basically, since then, we've obviously worked out those costs further regarding contingencies, project management, and so forth. So the contribution to Southern Cross hasn't changed. The $100,000 is in stage one, City Riverfront Activation, which runs over that construction project runs over two financial years. So there's already dollars in that budget for site establishment for stage one. So we're wanting to use dollars already allocated in stage one for site establishment to support the Southern Cross contribution for the removal the two new buildings to apply for this funding through the federal government. So we basically that's the scope of the works. So now those works have been fully costed as highlighted, and that's been provided in the table.
So for this BBRF, it's a 50-50. So the feds potentially will fund 50 and we have to in some way fund the other 50%. Is that correct?
That's right. And our contribution is between this stage one works that have already been committed and the Southern Cross Parks contribution that they've put into this particular project.
Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. Just a further question. Mr. O'Brien, I just wondered, so the $100,000, is that coming out of the budget for stage one, the three, where we've had the federal government grant and the $500,000 state, so it's coming out of that fund?
Yes.
Plus also council contribution.
Yep.
So there's $850,000.
Yeah, that was out of reserves, wasn't it? Yeah.
$850,000 council contribution.
It's leveraging that council contribution, I think that allocation to actually gain additional funds.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Picking up on Councillor Haynell's words with regards to the Aquatic Centre and health and wellbeing, it's an important space for kids to learn to swim and older people potentially doing rehab after they've had their hip or their knee replaced. I can remember when we didn't have that heated swimming pool, and we used to drive back and forth to Ballarat, and I'd say to my parents, what's that in Ararat that was a heated pool? Because Washington didn't have one. Our aquatic centre needs to be accessible and inclusive space for everyone. And if we're successful with this grant, it's going to allow another stage of the Washington Aquatic Centre master plan to be completed, and that's part of continuous improvement. And also, we're still in the midst of a global pandemic, and I think I've said it before, domestic tourism is going to be a big thing for a very long time, because who knows when we're going to be allowed to fly overseas. So by developing our caravan park, that would be a good thing for people to come and stay in Horsham.
Would anyone else like to speak? I'd just like to say that we put the Aquatic Centre project up for the previous round, and we finished above the line, and then that spreadsheet somehow managed to get corrupted and we landed below the line. So this project has federal government endorsement for the Aquatic Centre, and ensuring that all of our facilities are accessible by everyone of all abilities is really important. So I agree with the hydrotherapy pool as being a priority, but I think we need the all ability access as the first priority, and then next year we can apply for the other. As far as the tourism goes, it's quite amazing how many people from Melbourne are visiting. I had my cousin come and visit me after 20 years from Melbourne for the weekend, and he's quite blown away. He's really quite taken with our town and the services and facilities we had. Looking into this funding. These projects that we put up have to be shovel ready and they must commence within 12 weeks. So that's the criteria. If we get word that we've been successful, they must commence within 12 weeks. But the other thing is there's only 100 million for each of those streams across Australia. So our chance of success For both is probably pretty limited. Fingers crossed we're lucky with one, but I think it's worth putting our hat in the ring and seeing how we go. Councillors, we will split this as we discussed before. We will put dot points 1 and 2 to the vote first. All those in favour of items 1 and 2. Thank you. That is carried. And now we'll put items 3 and 4, that we approve the tourism infrastructure grant for the caravan park. All those in favour? Those against? Carried. Thank you. Righto. Brings us to item 7.8. Doohan Landfill, Cell 3, Contract Variation. The purpose of this report is to seek Council approval for a variation to contract 21-012, construction of Doohan Landfill Cell 3A and Leach 8 Pond 2 and related budget variation. Councillors, we have a recommendation there in front of us. Do I have someone prepared to move that motion? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Megaline. I move that Council approve the variation to contract 21012, representing a value of $461, $461,316.19. Thank you for persevering.
Can I have a seconder for that motion, Councillor Bell? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? We'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Councillors, we have an item of urgent business tonight that isn't listed on the agenda. Is someone prepared to move a motion that we accept this item of urgent business to be debated tonight? Councillor Bell, I have a seconder for that motion. Councillor Ross, all those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Right, our item of urgent business.